Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon. If we are honest with ourselves, we like, if not love, our rice. However, with being more health conscious, we are now more selective of what we eat and tend to follow diet plans which usually exclude rice, particularly white rice or other forms of carbohydrates. But what if we could enjoy our white rice and still be more health conscious? We find out more next on Health Suites with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, we are joined by Verlene Goh, co-founder of Alchemy Food Tech Private Limited, who tells us more about its key product right now, Alchemy Fiber for Rice, a patented fiber blend that offers a healthier bowl of white rice. Verlene, welcome to the show. I'm very excited about this.
Hi, thank you, Clarissa.
Okay, let's first talk about what has been a staple in our Asian diet for a very long time, white rice. Now, why don't you start by telling us, is it really bad for us?
White rice has been like cultivated for more than 10,000 years. Mm. And actually since the 1800s, right, we have been eating white rice, you know, like actually the Germans were the ones that came up with the technology to polish brown rice into white. So white rice is really the Asian staple because it goes really well with all the dishes that we eat. It keeps us full. It gives us energy to get through the day. So everybody loves eating it. It tastes really great. However, there is a downside of it. It gets digested very quickly in our body to release glucose. And this can actually cause a high blood sugar spike. So if you're eating a lot of white rice, or you know, if you're having a diet that is constantly spiking your blood glucose levels, this can actually increase your risk of diabetes. And obviously for people who are diabetic, you know, it is not so encouraged for them to eat too much white rice.
Right. I guess we all know this, but we're very excited. Those of us who like our white rice, we're very excited. So you need to tell us about Alchemy Food Tech's mission to empower healthier meals.
Yep. We actually started Alchemy Food Tech to help with the aging population, kind of like to help with a healthy aging and to fight with chronic diseases. Also, when I say aging, you know, to me, it's like everyone is aging since the day we were born. So obviously, you know, you're talking about, you know, keeping yourself young and fit, even at, you know, whichever age you are at. But unfortunately, we are also getting chronic diseases like diabetes at an earlier age. And these diseases are lifelong. So, I mean, it's going to be very painful if you are going to get diabetes, you know, for example, in your 30s or 40s, and you're going to live to like 70, 80 years old. You're going to live with this disease for 30 years, 40 years. And obviously, food plays a very key part in keeping us healthy, but it can also make us sick. So we want to make every meal healthier for people through the food that they already love to eat every day. And that's really the mission of Alchemy Food Tech, which is to empower healthier meals.
All right, now, what has Alchemy Food Tech done to make white rice healthier for us to enjoy? That's the big question for me.
We have a patented ingredient technology, which we call Alchemy Fiber, to help slow down the glucose release of carbohydrate foods. And this will make them lower GI and better for us. So the ingredients that we use can be added to recipes very easily without changing the taste and texture of the food, which is exactly what people want, because at the end of the day, people are, you know, eating the food that they love, and unfortunately, health always comes as secondary. Alchemy Fiber for Rice, for example, can actually help to lower the GI of white rice from high to medium GI, and this is the same level as brown rice, while increasing the fiber content 10 times. So, you know, for us, we also do our ingredient technology into bread, noodles, cakes, etc. But we concentrate so much on rice because, you know, it's really our carb staple. We eat it every day. And I think this is, if you want to make an impact, we should really look at, like, the foods that we're eating.
Now, all of us, you know, if we grew up, we were born in Asia, we grew up in Asia, white rice is the staple, as I've already said, and you've reiterated that. Now, if we make our white rice healthier with your fiber for rice, it lowers the glycemic index. It puts in a lot of fiber that wasn't in there. Does that basically make our bowl of white rice using fiber for rice about as healthy as a bowl of, say, brown rice?
Yeah. So alchemy fiber for rice actually lowers the GI of jasmine white rice to the same level as brown rice. And in fact, it increases the fiber content even more than, you know, just what you get in brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for us, you know, moderating the glucose release from the white rice is important.
Sure.
You know, because unfortunately, about 14% of Singaporeans are diabetic already. And obviously, with our Asian genes, you know, we do have a high chance of getting the disease, but you know, like really focusing on maybe like more in the medical community. But we just feel that, you know, like with alchemy fiber for rice, right, we can not only make diabetics healthier, but also everyone else who is, you know, like you know, currently not diabetic, but you know, we can make everybody else slightly healthier with more fiber in your diet, lower GI, lower blood sugar levels, you know, more controlled health, and yet at the same time not change the way rice tastes. Looks, you know, the texture, everything. Yeah, so people can continue to enjoy the rice that they love.
Okay, so it doesn't change the texture, it doesn't change the taste. How is it added into the cooking process, or as you're cooking rice, or after you cook rice? How does it work?
So alchemy fiber for rice is actually very, very easy to use. All you have to do is to add 1 tablespoon of alchemy fiber for rice to every 1 cup of rice that you're cooking. So you have to add it like during the cooking process. So after you wash the rice, right, you drain the water, and then you have to add more water, right? So it's at that stage where you add that 1 tablespoon of alchemy fiber for rice to every cup of rice you're cooking. And then you just cook it normally in the rice cooker, whether or not you're using a rice cooker or you're steaming it, you know, it doesn't matter. It can also be used in making flavored rice, like chicken rice or duck rice. You know, we have our partners, Boon Tong Kee, Yu Kee, even Yam Cha, who's using it in their congee. And there is no taste difference to their products. So you can try it at home, you can try in the restaurant, put it in different avenues so that everybody can have healthier rice, whether or not you're at home or whether or not you're eating out.
All right, that's very exciting. Let's talk about some of those places where it's available. Alchemy Fiber for Rice is now available in more than 200 major supermarket stores, including FairPrice, Sheng Siong, Cold Storage Giant, Prime, as well as online grocery platforms like Redmart, Amazon, etc. How exciting is this for you?
We are definitely very, very excited. We actually commercialized our products only 1 year ago. I mean, we started our company in 2015, but we spent about 3 years, you know, doing a hardcore R&D, clinical trials, etc. And we launched our product last year. So it was obviously a very interesting time for us to launch the product because, you know, it was like in the midst of COVID and everything. But our distributor, Dongxing, actually saw the potential in our products as well. So they started working with us to bring our alchemy fiber for rice products beyond like just our own e-commerce store, but now into all the major supermarkets, mini marts, online grocers, etc. So the interesting thing about it is that, in fact, like our distributor, Dongxing, the boss, he himself is actually diabetic, and he tried alchemy fiber for rice and it actually benefited him. So for him, he also had like a personal mission that he wants to help to benefit more people. And, you know, he's bringing this out to the supermarkets. And we have gotten so many great feedback from our customers, you know, telling us how they feel happier that they're eating something, you know, healthier without changing their white rice, how their kids are getting more fiber in their diet now, and even diabetics telling us, you know, that their blood sugar level fell. So we are actually very, very encouraged by the feedback that we have gotten so far, and obviously we are very happy to be helping people and, you know, and now being the supermarkets, we hope to be able to reach out to even more people.
All of us should have this in our homes because all of us eat white rice.
Yes, definitely.
All right, now, this is all very exciting, but tell us about the development of Alchemy Fiber for Rice. What went into it? How long did it take? How did it become this viable product that you developed? Tell us everything.
We actually started our business in 2015. Back then, food tech was like a really new thing, but we were very fortunate to be supported by the Singapore government. We were the very first food tech company to receive a deep tech research grant from then. It was Spring Singapore. Now it's just Enterprise Singapore. You know, so since then, we did a lot of research. We worked with NUS, A-Star, etc. And we also had clinical studies done. Earlier on, we actually did not plan to roll out a B2C retail product, you know, until COVID hit. So before COVID, our business model was mainly B2B2C. So we were working with a lot of like restaurants, food manufacturers, etc., for them to incorporate our Alchemy Fiber into their products, and you know, they can serve to the customers. But in fact, when COVID happened, we realized that it's going to change people's lifestyle. People will be working from home a lot, and obviously they'll be cooking more. So we pivoted to introduce B2C retail packs. We actually decided to work on Alchemy Fiber for Rice, I think about maybe like 2 weeks before the government announced the circuit breaker last year. So our team really worked tirelessly to come up with like packaging design, you know, sourcing for suppliers, developing new plans for e-commerce, coming up with new products, etc., starting our e-store, you know. So I even remember talking to a supplier at midnight just to finalize like, you know, print details and etc. Me and my co-founder, Alan, like, I think we barely left our house. So it was a really crazy period for us. But I'm glad we did it. And we managed to pull through. We managed to sell our products. And now it's even in the supermarkets.
What were the challenges along the way through the R&D, etc.?
There was definitely a lot of R&D to do. So rice was the first product that we started with because in my point of view, it is the most difficult product. Difficult in a sense that because rice is literally a grain, right? So, you know, there's very minimal things that you add to it. And obviously anything that you add to it, because rice tastes so neutral, it's going to, I mean, it is very easy to alter the taste or the texture of the rice. So we had to do a lot of R&D to make sure that, you know, we kept the taste, we kept the texture, and obviously even the cooking process, we wanted it to be really seamless for usage. You know, so we did a lot of tests for those. And obviously for us, because we are very concerned about blood glucose levels, you know, lowering GI, etc., we also did about, I think now about like 5 rounds of clinical studies. So we did a lot of our tests with the University of Sydney. They have a GI testing lab there. You know, it's used by big brands like Nestle, etc. So we did our testing there, and you know, every time we did it, yeah, we did show that the GI of white rice is reduced to medium GI, which is the same as brown rice. In fact, for Japanese rice, we actually got a low GI. You know, so we did a lot of tests to make sure that the product worked, and before we rolled out into the market.
All right. So what you're saying is fried rice, sushi, nasi lemak, biryani, all of this stuff that we all love will still be as delicious as the original recipe, just healthier if these restaurants use Alchemy Fiber for Rice.
Yes, so we have also tested on like our partner's product. So in Singapore, we have our own R&D facility. We have like our food team and our biochemistry team. So we do also, you know, test our products in-house to make sure that they're good to go before we launch them.
All right, this is all very exciting. What's next for Alchemy Food Tech?
We are expanding, obviously. So we're working hard to expand both in Singapore as well as overseas. So we're signing up distributors, you know, trying to enter even more markets because at the end of the day, we do hope that we can benefit more people with Alchemy Fiber, whether or not this is rice or bread or noodles, you know. And we're also doing a lot more R&D to develop new products that we can bring health benefit to people.
All right. So what you're saying is that there's a possibility in the foreseeable future that I could have this Alchemy Fiber in my white bread, which I also love as much as my white rice.
Yes, definitely. Actually, one of our partners, Bakery Berra, I'm not sure if you heard of them, but they are a very famous artisan bakery. They're using our products. And we have another partner, Suiheng Bakery. They launched in April this year a sugar-free, 3 times more fiber, Alchemy Fiber chiffon cake. So, you know, if you haven't tried that, please do. It tastes really, really nice. It's so soft and fluffy. You can't tell that it's actually like a sugar-free, high-fiber cake.
Yeah. All right. I think you've already turned a lot of us into new buyers. I've enjoyed this conversation very much. We've been speaking with Verlene Goh, co-founder of Alchemy Food Tech Private Limited. Thank you so much for joining us and introducing us to Alchemy Fiber for Rice.
Thank you very, very much for the opportunity.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.